Brother Hansen from Truth Life Ministries in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation. We've been at it for quite some time, and there is so much to it, and there's so much information that seems to be hard to explain at times. But let's go ahead and get right into our study. We've been in it for quite some time, and I think we're learning something. In this section, John, in the 17th chapter, is describing Babylon and the fall of Babylon. In this section, John is describing Babylon the Great. Then one of the seven angels who were holding the seven bowls came and said to me, "Come here, I will show you the judgment on the great harlot who lives near many waters. The kings of the earth have had intercourse with her, and the inhabitants of the earth, because they became drunk on the wine of her harlotry." Then he carried me away in spirit to a deserted place where I saw a woman seated on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names, with seven heads and ten horns, which indicates this is a culmination of different times and empires where Satan has tried to manifest himself as an Antichrist king, but he was not successful. Seven heads would indicate the seven ruling or seven major empires in the world at that time. Kings of the earth have had relations with her. And then a deserted place where I saw a woman seated on a scarlet beast that was covered with blasphemous names, with seven heads and ten horns. Ten horns being the last group of nations which accept the Antichrist system, the mark, the completeness of the destruction of Satan for the end times. Now, I want you to think about this. Seven heads. Seven heads, seven world ruling empires. From the Assyrian to the Babylonian to the different ones down through the ages. Medo-Persian, Babylonian, Grecian, Roman, on up to the ten toes of the statue. The ten toes of Daniel, the vision. The mixed iron and clay being a process or a combination of quite possibly the old Roman Empire. The contents of the old Roman Empire. And the ten nations which comprise of the end times group of Antichrist nations that build up and make up the Antichrist himself, the body of the Antichrist. Now, the woman was wearing purple and scarlet and adorned with gold, precious stones, pearls. She had in her hand a gold cup that was filled with abominable and sordid deeds of her harlotry. On her forehead was written a name which is a mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth. I saw that woman was drunk on the blood of the holy ones and the blood of the witnesses to Jesus Christ. Now, as I've mentioned before, I believe this is Islam, for the most part. Islam. It has been one of the Antichrist religions, not necessarily a religion, but a group, a terrorist group that actually hates Christians, kills them. The blood of the martyrs, they'll line up Christians and shoot them. They'll set them on fire, they burn them, and then they believe that they're going to, if they die in battle, they're going to go immediately into paradise with 72 virgins. This is an abomination to God. And I believe that this is Islam. And there are some combinations to go with it. Combinations of different, quite possibly religions, as well as different groups that are going to be mixed with this Islamic false religion. And we're going to find out, folks, very, very soon. And we're finding out daily what they think of Christians, how they're treating Christians across this world. And we're seeing it, the martyrs that are being murdered, killed on a daily basis. And that is their goal, is to do away with Christianity and do away with the Jews completely. They want to annihilate them. This is nothing that's a secret. This has been something that has been brewing, going on for years and years and years. And we're seeing this rise of this harlot, this false religion. And it's riding the beast to the top. Who's the beast? Take a look. Every Antichrist political system, financial system that you can name. And these things have been growing and growing and festering. And it's like a bad disease. It's a sickness. It is a disease and a sickness that has been in process, attacking the body for years and years. Attacking what body? The body of Christ. And we're seeing it rise to the top. Now, we may think, well, this is not something that's going to happen very... It is one election away from taking hold. One election of one bad Marxist leadership can put this into power and can bring it about in a matter of a year, 2 years, 3 years. This kind of a government is so close. It almost happened with Joe Biden. I don't know if he realized that he was being used by Satan to the extent that he was or not. But it was satanic and demonic. I don't know if Barack Obama realized how much he was used to bring about the Antichrist system and to bring about this evil upon the earth. This tolerance of evil, tolerance of convicts and prisoners and evildoers to the point of allowing them to run on the streets and do whatever they want. This is something that they have practiced for years and years. They do not want law and order. They want havoc, confusion, murder, setting things on fire. This is how they work, the Antichrist system, to bring everybody to their knees in fear. Take away all guns, all weapons, and impose an Antichrist level of control over everyone, to where they eventually bankrupt the system. That's what they're working on, is bankrupting the system. And when they do, they will bring about this money system whereby nobody can buy or sell unless they agree with the system of the Antichrist. They must agree. If they don't agree with the system of the Antichrist, they don't eat. They don't buy. They can't buy ammunition, guns. They can't do anything aside from this climate change thing, this climate hoax that they keep peddling and want people to bow down to. They want them to bow down to this climate hoax, give their monies, their control of their life and everything over to this system of the Antichrist. And it all works through this climate hoax. It's part of it. And that's how they're going to eventually take over, is using everything from gun control to, oh, you're being racist or homophobic or something, so we have to overcorrect for everything. Overcorrecting for things that a normal Christian would think, you know, this is wrong, this is bad. But overcorrection for everything from racism to transgender to virtually everything in the world that is evil. They're going to make evil good and good evil. They're going to switch it around just exactly like the Bible says. They're going to switch it, and this evil system is going to come in, and they're going to make it good, appear like good, because the appearance is going to change. This Babylon, the whole system of the beast, Babylon the Great, the destruction of these paganism, the pagan nations, is going to fall in 1 hour. Her harlotry, on her forehead was written a name, which is Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, the abomination of the earth. The woman was drunk on the blood of the holy ones and the martyrs, the witnesses for Jesus. And when I saw her, I was greatly amazed. The angel said to me, "Why are you amazed? I will explain the mystery of the woman and the beast that carries her." You see, this woman, Islam, is being accepted by the Antichrist system. And it's riding. It's like riding this dragon. Islam is riding the dragon to the top. And there'll come a time when there'll be a parting of ways. But they are riding this beast, Antichrist beast, to the top. The beast with the seven heads. They're just riding along. They're along for the ride. The evil from the that Satan has tried to bring about his Antichrist system for the last 7 world ruling empires. He's tried to do it. And then there's the 10 horns mixed with iron and clay. The 10 horns, 10 nations, complete. That just means complete, a number of nations that give themselves over to the Antichrist. They give themselves over to the system. And they begin to make and force everyone to accept their system. And if they don't agree with their system, they don't eat. They won't buy or sell. They won't do anything because they're under complete control of the Antichrist. And they won't be able to buy food or guns or anything. And it'll all be a part of the system, the Antichrist system. And it will be a horrifying thing once it takes over. And the woman and the beast that carries her, see, the beast carries Islam. The beast, the Antichrist, because they don't know better. They don't know better. They don't know any better. Let's take a look at the UK right now being taken over by Islam. They just simply don't know better. They just don't know any better at all. And they're allowing this, they're carrying her. They're carrying this system. And those countries and nations that carry this Islam is carrying the mystery, the woman, the beast carrying this false harlot, this whore of the Antichrist. This whore system of religion. The beast that you saw existed once, but now it exists no longer. It will come up from the abyss and headed for destructions. The inhabitants of the earth, whose name have not been written in the book of life from the foundations of the world, shall be amazed when they see the beast. Because it existed once before. See, it's existed in all 7 of these world-ruling empires that we're talking about. The beast has existed there. And it will come again. And I can see we're out of time, but we'll continue this study tomorrow. Because there's just simply too much information to let it slide by. Go to our website, krciradio.com. And you can find most of these already uploaded. I uploaded most every one of them except just the most recent ones, 4 or 5 recent ones. KRCIRadio.com. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona 85929. Call us at 928-368-6766. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved.